So we formed what we call Sector 4. Sector 4 is the triangle between Mombasa, Beni, and Kamanda. So the joint forces have been fighting the terrorists in that area, in that region, but then they went further towards Jakarta. So yesterday, there was a contact between the joint forces and the ADF, and the 27 of them were put out of action. We recovered several guns, and most importantly, were children and women, totaling to 40. They are evacuated, they are flown out of Jakarta, and they now are receiving medical attention. Some of them were injured. The children are malnourished. The women are not in good condition. So they are receiving medical attention from the Joint Forces medical team.
And these people, how long had they been with the ADF?
They have spent different periods with the ADF. Now the ADF continues to abduct in the areas where they run to. But some joined as far back as 10 years back, 15 years back. They have had children from the bush, from the forest. Some mothers have children 10 years, 15 years, who were rescued also. So you find others were abducted a few months back. That's a challenge with the ADF, that they go on abducting people.
This joint American offensive, Operation Suja, has been on for some time. How would you describe its success so far against the ADF?
I would say it's very, very successful. People have started going about their businesses in the areas where we started the operation from. We have rescued a number of people, a number of abductees. That's very important for us. Some schools in Ituri have already opened up. The trade traffic between Uganda and DRC has increased in eastern DRC. So we are gaining some normalcy in the areas where we've been operating, and that's very important for us. Two, we've highly neutralized. We have made ADF capacity to wage war against Uganda and Congo and the people of both countries. They are very weak now. They have less manpower. We have recovered most of the weapons they are using, so they're on the run. If this momentum continues, I assure you, ADF will be no more.
How would you describe the cooperation you get from the Congolese forces?
It's very, very strong cooperation. The operation is joint. We work together. Wherever we go, Faradays and UPDF, we work together closely. We have joint planning meeting together, operation review meetings together. So we are moving very smoothly. That's why we've been able to score this success. If we don't work together jointly, possibly the success will not be as significant as it is today.